Well, my title is really based on a song, which is unusual for me. I usually have a scripture and a text and read it, and you know, the 3 points every Sunday, right? But the title of this song, actually the first phrase of the song, is simply, "I've never been good at change." I've got to get that right out in the open. That was the first thing the Spirit prompted me to talk about when my dad, George Prevett, had one of those wonky board meetings. He sent a resume to every district in North America and got a call from L.S. Oliver to come out to the Bible College way back when to be dean of students. And we moved from North Carolina, where there's okra, to Colorado, where there's no okra. And I learned snow and down jackets and hiking boots. And I became a Broncos fan when they had the Orange Crush. But change is hard, especially cultural change. I was picked on pretty good in Colorado that I was they told me to say goodnight to Mary Ellen and Jim Bob and Grandpa and Grandma with my Southern accent. But, you know, Nazarene Bible College invested in me way back in 77. Jack Sini gave me trombone lessons, and Dorothy, I can't remember her last name, gave me voice lessons. I didn't know how those moments would prepare me for the journey ahead. I don't quite know how it works out that a change happens, but things happen in the change that prepare you for the next change. So I guess I should say I've never been good at change, but God is really good at change. I was kind of scared. A couple of years later, I headed to Northwest Nazarene with a new trombone after selling my car. Had a trombone scholarship, and selling a car means letting go of your car, which at 18 years of age was kind of, people thought I was nuts. But everything in your life gets packed up and you go and you leave home. And then while I was at Northwest Nazarene, Mom and Dad went to Nashville to work with Dad's friend Homer Adams way back then. And then all of these things that happened while I was in Colorado prepared me for other things. And I was called to preach while at college in 1980, and then my major changed. And then I went to Nazarene Seminary to really deepen my own heart. And then I met this amazing woman at August 19th, 1985, and asked her to marry me 2 weeks later. And we were married in the seminary chapel in 1986 by my dad. And all of a sudden, we started talking to DSs. And, you know, DSs say things like, hey, Brother John, we got an opportunity for you, you know, kind of thing. And we went to North Idaho, Central Idaho, Pierce, Idaho, which mostly has snow and elk. And my wife and I caught trout. She actually outfished me my first time. She caught five. I caught one. She won't let me forget that. We survived. Our church was 28 people, and 20 people had moved away. They had not told us that. And we got started in 3 years of what I call boot camp. But God prepared us for that season of life and small church ministry. And when a dead church in Boise needed a pastor in 1989, we went to Boise for 14 years where our kids were born. And, you know, I guess I could tell you story after story, as you could tell me, of how in the change that God was leading me through, God provided things I never knew I would need until I was in that change. Packing up a U-Haul, going across country. There's something about a U-Haul. I kind of compared it to Abram. I called Abram's call the U-Haul call. Like everything you know changes, and everything you used to think was stable and solid is gone, and you've just got to trust God. And you have this weird fear that on the other side of the U-Haul, there's people you hope will like you, at least for a little while, so you'd pay your bills and buy groceries. But when God led us to a broken church in 2003 in Baker City, Oregon, I think that's really began where God taught me that I'm a restoration kind of pastor. Pierce needed a restoration. Boise needed restoration. Still going strong. Has three congregations. Baker City was a church of 600 down to 100. And it grew back, and we were there for a season, and now is doing very well now. But the one constant's been this. Change tears away some of the stuff that I create to make myself comfortable and secure, my habits and my plans. But change did not break us. It molded us and shaped us. We set aside stuff that did not matter. It's amazing how many garage sales you need to leave town. dozens of times God's provided. I thought of three things about about change. Change has to be the call of God. It's got to be God. Because when it gets hard, you're going to go back to that call. And then secondly, it has to be confirmed by godly counsel. And then I really believe change is experienced in community. It's never something just by yourself. I never knew I'd wind up in Arizona. I had no idea. I'd never even been to Arizona until I got on the plane to come here. And Doug Pierce called me about Tempe. But the last pastor had lasted for 18 months. There'd been no pastor before him for 18 months. And the church was upside down and fighting. Have you ever been in a church fight between the true believers and the not true believers, between the apostates and the pagans? I don't know. They were calling each other names. They were all trying to be authentic. I don't really like that word authentic. I've never discovered the meaning of it yet. But God released us from our church in Baker City, prepared Kathleen and I, and we came to Tempe. And five were interviewed, and God really clarified the way for us to be there. I think there's something about knowing that both my wife and I were of one mind. And I think I really want to make one thing clear about calling is you have to release what you have, and the people you love really have to buy in. My dad always said we'd never go anywhere unless our whole family was of one mind. And I've got to give my wife amazing props. She's the best counselor I've ever had. When I've listened to her, I've done well. When I haven't listened to her, well, that was a bad sermon illustration. One serious thought about change, though. God never changes us in isolation. He uses relationships to lead us through change. And every change in my life, even change I'm going through right now, God provides. I never knew that I'd ever do an online thing for NBC. Our youngest daughter, who is now pregnant, had her serious neurological problem at the time, and her medication was costly. And I signed up through a friend to do some teaching online, and it paid for medication a couple hundred dollars a month. That's kind of why I started. And then I had fun doing it. It was fun to give people grades as a pastor. It was really exciting. And the people were great. I had people on a generator and on an island in the Pacific, and I had 17-year-olds, and I had 85-year-olds. And I the one dominant thing I've learned through all the classes is a woman comes to faith, and she goes to her pastor, and they tell her to leave, and then they come to the Church of the Nazarene, and they're looking for a place. Or somebody gets restored when their family blows up, when mom and dad blow up, somebody comes to a church, and a Nazarene church ministers to them and opens a door, and that's why they come to Nazarene Bible College. The church community has been a great friend. Our U-Haul took us to Tempe, Arizona. I'd never know that COVID would come right after that. I never know that my associate pastor would start a new church during COVID, and my other associate pastor would restart a dead church, and we lost 100 people, but we grew. I never knew that the place was so beat up. We did a thing called Getting Ready for Company. We raised $500,000 in 7 years to repair our facility. We have 36 air conditioners. So if you'd like to see our power bill, I'll swap you power bills some month. I started listening to this song. That's kind of really where I started this journey. And here's the song from Pat Garrett. It's called Into Faith I Go. I've listened to this song so much because every day I try to read scripture. I pray for people intentionally and write notes. And then I sing. I have a couple guitars. I have more than one. I often told my wife that I need one more guitar like she just needs a pair of shoes. But here's the song. I won't sing it. I'll just read it. I've never been good at change. If I'm honest, it's always scared me. But I can't deny this stirring deep inside me. And I know it's time to stop resisting. Because I'm not getting any younger. Fear is such a sad way to live a life. So face to the wind, I'm jumping out. I'm walking in. Every single thing you want to show me. To the ups and downs, the highs and lows, the taking in, the letting go, to tears and laughter, to the great unknown, the open journey into faith I go. In the last verse, nobody said this would be easy. Anybody who did never went through anything painful. But faith is not some fragile thing that shatters when we walk through something hard. So we walk on whatever may come. And I'm living that. Into faith I go. I've never been a grandpa. I appreciate your counsel there. So I never knew that my single daughter would want to be a single mom, and went through a 3-year spiral of depression, and has exited by making some decisions at a fertility clinic to become a mom. So I asked my DS, what do I need, a new job? My daughter's pregnant. She doesn't have a husband. He said, don't you say things like that. So we love her. We love everybody who walks in the door, including the broken pastor's kid. And God's been faithful. So I have a little kiddo named Ellie Grace that's coming. So I'm going into a faith journey. I do know that my mother-in-law, my oldest daughter, and my wife went shopping, and there's so many baby clothes, this kid will have a different pair of clothes 3 times a day for 3 years. So we're covered that way. And we have a Denver Broncos onesie on a lighter note. So we're covered. Next year is the Super Bowl, right?
Right.
But faith is a journey, and it's not over. And all of you are on it. And it sounds like today there's a lot of transitions coming your way. But I just really believe with all my heart that the God who took care of my dad when he was a GI in Tokyo and gave his life to Christ, and it was either the Geisha Girl or the GI Gospel Hour. Dad chose the GI Gospel Hour, for which I'm thankful. And that began a journey. And every person in his family accepted Christ. And he started a ministry journey that led him to Nazarene Bible College and has affected my life and continues to do so. So I have a lot to give back to NBC. You've given a lot to me. And sound like you've been through some changes too. So.